I'm Jimmy J. Remembering Marshall Lytle. Joining us right now from England, Paul Turner, the owner of 24/7 Music Radio.
Hello, I'm here. Sorry about that.
That's okay. We have Kathy on the line. I know that you met Kathy when we were in England back in, 2 years ago it was now. And tell us your thoughts, will you, buddy, about Marshall?
Well, obviously, I didn't know him as well as most of the people that have been on your show, but saw him at the concert that he did in Leeds. Interviewed him, really great guy, got great stories to tell here. He did have great musician, and I'm sure he'd be missed all over the world.
Paul Turner, thanks for that. It really sums it up nicely. I'm Jimmy J. Coming up in just a few moments, a segment from the very last interview Marshall ever did, just 6 days before he passed. Many people knew him as Marshall Lytle. His closest personal friends knew him as Tommy Page. I knew him as Friend. And I will miss my friend till my dying day. Because, Marshall, you were the greatest.
Oh, you're the greatest. You're the loving end. You are the greatest. You're number one, my friend. You're the most supreme. You're my biggest dream. And so divine. And what makes it all so crazy is you're mine, all mine. You're the greatest. You're too much for me. You're my latest. You're my symphony. You're the rocket's ride. You're the buttered side. And oh, so super fine. And you're the greatest. Yes, the greatest. And you're mine, oh, mine.
Tell the folks about how you're hurting, what's going on in your life.
I can do that, or I can do it later, or I can do it whenever. But hell, why not? I've been kind of keeping it a little secret from the public out there. not wanting everybody to say, "Oh, Marshall, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry." Well, a couple of months ago, when we got back from the cruise, the oldies cruise with you and all my good buddies on it, I kind of hinted that what I had was curable. But what I have is not curable, and it's treatable, but not curable.
You're not the kind of guy who wants sympathy. You're not the guy, "Oh, poor baby," because you've had an incredible life, Marshall, an incredible life. You've lived the dream.
I know. I want to continue living it, but, you know, we have a wonderful thing out there called God. And God has kind of put stamps on our feet as to when he wants us to join him in heaven.
Yep. Well, that's...
Well, I'm gonna have a ball up there in rock and roll heaven, and meeting all of our good buddies. Rewind.